visiting today with Joe Prusacki. He's the director of the National Agriculture Statistics Service, or USDA's NASS. So you're the guy that we come to because you got all the surveys.
Well, that's right. I can tell you a little bit about a lot of things.
That's right. So right now, what are some of the most important surveys out for producers?
Okay. One of the big ones that's getting ready to mail out today is the December Agricultural Survey. And that's that end-of-year acreage yield production, grain stocks for row crops. Also, we'll have wheat seedings in that. So that's going on. That's going to be mailed out today. We'll start telephoning, follow-up, November 30th or so. And then that'll run through about halfway through December. And that'll be released in that January 12th time frame. That's going on. Also, we're kind of in the throes of a national hemp survey. So that mailed out in October. Data collection is going to be wrapping up here soon, middle part of December. And we expect some publication in February of 2022. So that's going on. We're recasting. We have a local food survey that we started. And then it's like, okay, we needed to do a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So that's getting ready to kick off again, and with some publication date later in like probably April of 2022. So those are going on. After the first year, it'll be the agricultural research. You'll edit this. Mm-hmm. Agricultural Resource Management Survey. It's an economic survey, and it's going to get the pulse of agriculture. And we have just a general expenditure version. There's a rice version. There's a dairy version, and there's a corn version of that. Try to get a snapshot of that. We're doing that. And then the big thing, the Sense of Ag is coming. Mm-hmm. That's going to be mailing out basically a year from now, December of 2022. So we're doing a lot of prep work getting ready for that.
Well, tell everybody a little bit about NASS. Like, why is it so important that you even do these surveys?
Well, that's a good question, because I've had many farmers go,
I'm not filling that out.
Well, the thing is, economics. Let's think about economics. What drives markets? Well, it's information. It's information and expectations. Okay? Well, without information, all you're left with people guessing. So how do you have efficient flow of goods without information? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. We have supply chain issues going on. What is going on there? Is it an information problem? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we could see issues in markets when you have limited information. My adage is that markets work with perfect efficiency given an infinite amount of information. Mm-hmm. As you remove information from that process, what happens? Well, you make more risky decisions. And so with good information, you can make better decisions. And that's what I would argue why farmers should, respond to these surveys. It's difficult to explain to a farmer how it directly impacts them, but it indirectly impacts them. Decisions, like on the census. There are policymakers that make decisions about, okay, rural water districts. What about a fire station in a particular area? My friends over here, rural development, they have grants available. It's all depending upon, what do things look like in a rural area. So having that information at hand when policymakers are trying to do something, well, you have data. I can tell a story. I had friends in New Zealand, and they had eliminated their entire agricultural statistics program at one time. Gone, all gone. Well, they had an issue with sheep, which is a major export product of New Zealand. They had no idea what to do with it. So I had they were making a worldwide trip. How did they restore their ag statistics program? So it's out there. You need it.
And so when farmers get these surveys in the mail, they need to obviously fill them out. And then they send them back. And that's what do you guys do with that information?
Okay. What I take care of in St. Louis, we're responsible for outbound mail. Let's start with that. So what shows up to a farmer is a questionnaire. There's a cover letter that talks about the survey. And then also there is a piece of information. We call it the survey key. Okay. The farmer can choose to mail back that questionnaire, or they can use that survey key, go online, and they can fill it out online.
Okay.
Their choice.
Yeah.
If the person fills it out on paper, it's sent back, and my folks in St. Louis will take it from a paper form, and then they will transcribe it so we can have it in the machine code. I also have 5 call centers that if the farmer producer chooses not to fill it out by mail or online, then we'll call, attempt to contact them. So we collect it. All that information then is pulled together, and then it's handed off to our friends in Washington, D.C., that they'll go through the analysis, you know, but look, see if things make sense with the data. I mean, because sometimes there's reporting errors and such. We clean up the data, and then they go through the process of, okay, this is what it means at the end. This is what the wheat yield in Oklahoma is. This is how it's the hay production in Oklahoma. This is how many cattle there are, and so forth and so on.
Well, I think it's a really important point that you need this information, otherwise you don't know the struggles that people are having.
That's exactly the point. And that's one of the, you know, like I mentioned the ARM survey, the mm-hmm. economic survey, because that's the snapshot. That's the, what's the pulse mm-hmm. of agriculture in a particular area, state, region. You know, that's what you need. We always had the adage, too, you know, it's an opportunity for the producer farmer to tell their story.
Sure. Absolutely. So what we're saying is when you guys get a survey, fill it out.
That's right. Fill it out. And then there are individuals who argue, well, USDA NAS reports are wrong. Well, you got to remember, there's two concerns there. One, the more responses we get, mm-hmm. the better the calculation, the estimate from it. Okay.
Yes.
Two. And then with less response, you get in statistics, you get what's called a higher variance or standard deviation. Mm-hmm. It causes the data to have possible answers, a wide possible answers. So more data, the more accurate the data.
Joe, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Oh, thank you very much.